Pigeon and Sandusky, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Talk of the thumb.
Your number one Ubly Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Welcome back to Cruise 102.1 WLW, your halftime show here. It is Ubly leading North Huron 30-22 in high school boys basketball action here at North Huron High School on this Friday night. Your leading scorers here in the first half, it is Jeffrey Wright leading with 16 points. Number 12, Jeffrey Wright of Ubly. 6 points also for Trenton Morrell, the big man, 6'9", number 54. Also, we have all 2 points here. Austin Burton, number 14, with 2 points. 2 points for Kurt Kabashki for 2 points. 2 points also for Jonathan Bisher and Tyler Brandell, also with 2 points. But your big leading scorer is Jeffrey Wright, really on fire here in the second quarter of the first half. 2 for 2 for free throws also for the Ubly Bearcats. At 1 point, by the way, Ubly led 5-0 before North Huron took the lead, making it 10-9. Where North Huron tied it up with a three-pointer at the 3.5 mark there in the first quarter. North Huron held the lead all the way through the first half, where they led 15-13 and held the lead pretty much up to about the 5:29 mark in the second quarter, where Ubly had tied it up 17-17 and then finally took the lead with a three-pointer 20-19. Where North Huron had the lead at 1 point, 4:39 to go here in the second quarter. And Ubly has held the lead since the 4 minute mark in that second quarter. Your leading scorers here for the North Huron Warriors, they are 3 for 5 right now on the free throws. And a leading scorer, actually two different leading scorers. Number 10, Nick Goretzky with 5 points. Brandon Moore, 5 points also. 4 points for Kyle Case. 2 points for Matt Kuzinski, Austin Rice, Tim Ives, and also Mike Strozewski. But Eric, your leading scorer for Ubly by far, Jeffrey Wright, really on fire there. He can make any shot, but he takes a smart shot, and he has the open look. Also off balance, too, when he attacks the basket with 16 points. Your second leading scorer, also Trenton Morrell. So, you know, you'd think we say Morrell's name a lot, but he's been doing his job as a rebounder and on defense also with a lot of good blocks here, enabling Ubly to take back this lead here late in the second quarter where they lead 30-22 at the half.
Yeah, obviously North Huron is going to have to target Jeffrey Wright. He was just on fire, especially the last couple minutes. This game, the score does not quite reflect how it's been going. 30-22, those last several points came in the last minute or so with some rough play by North Huron. But Trent Morrell, definitely somebody who is tough to guard. When you're 6'9", with a bunch of 5'11 people, that's just tough, Eddie.
And whenever he comes out, you notice that Ubly goes right to the 2-3 zone because they have actually a lot of small guys out there. And even on the other side, when Morrell is in, they try to match him up. Either Case is trying to match up with him, or also I've been seeing the other tall man there for the North Huron Warriors. It is
Austin Rice.
There you go. Yeah, and he's 6'6".
6'6". So really, you know, 6'9" is big, but this is a fairly evenly matched height team, and this game could really go either way.
You know, Ubly's looking for their first win. They're 0-3 right now. They've had losses against Bay City All Saints back on December 18th, their last game they had here. Quite a layoff for them. It was a 58-66 loss. Lost to USA, not a great game there for Ubly, 28-57, then their loss to USA. And a little bit closer there and to start off the season back on December 11th. A loss there for Ubly, 43-65. So they take home some tough teams here. North Huron themselves opened up against a BWAC team, Elmont, one of the premier teams there in the BWAC, a Class B school. They lost that in overtime, 48-56. And North Huron taking on that competition right away there to open up the season there.
Well, I mean, I think that's so important. We've seen it so many times where they cruise through the season and really struggle in the postseason. And I think you really got to kind of address that in the season, try and take on some tougher teams. And that's encouraging as a North Huron alum to see a tie game or in overtime, even if it's a loss, it's a very good game.
Nick Retzke had 22 points, your leading scorer in that game, also on offense in that game against Almont. And then they had a win, I guess, against Saginaw Arts and Sciences. That was a win there for North Huron, 69-42, to even up the record at that point on December 13th. Leading scorers there, Kyle Case with 24 points in that game. And the third game, they had won against Akron Fairgrove, 64-47 in that game also. They had a loss to Brown City back on December 17th. That's a close loss, though, 49-46. And once again, taking on a classy size school. And this is something that North Huron prides itself on doing, just like when they're taking on Ubley in this game tonight.
Yeah, it's very encouraging just to see those tough teams. Even if you get the loss, it does help you later on in the season, especially if you get to the postseason where you're going to face more difficult teams. Eddie, I was talking to Coach Dave Case for North Huron, and he said everybody is playing, but they really have been struggling, and that's kind of the nature of the beast. In these December times with the changing weather, they're either sick or injured. They've been having some ankle injuries. And you know, sickness going around, just with people I know, so many people have been sick. So that's definitely another factor that you got to kind of look at.
And quite a layoff also for them. They had a loss to probably the best team in the NCTL and maybe overall one of the top teams in the film also. Their last game was against Peck. But it wasn't a bad loss against a really good team in Peck, 44-56. And Paul, you know the Peck Pirates, they were for real last year. They intend to be for real again. They've also taken on some competition. In fact, I think tomorrow they've got Richmond, one of the premier teams in the BWAC also.
Yeah, I was just talking to the athletic director here, Mike Bogan, and the NCTL, I believe, has 8 non-league games this year with the loss of Akron Fairgrove and Owen Gage and Port Hope. Doesn't have a varsity team this year either. So that has opened up games, and it's allowed North Huron and Peck and the other teams that really want to go out and challenge themselves to go out and do so. And you know, non-league loss doesn't matter. Losses in basketball don't matter, as you guys know. The tournament's not seeded. So go out there, challenge yourself. If you take that loss, you get to see different competition. North Huron's already played Elmont this year. Who would have thought we'd see a Elmont-North Huron game?
And, Paul, how much does that help in the postseason when they take on difficult teams in the season?
Well, I think it helps tremendously because, you know, these teams run different offenses, run different defenses, different personnel sets. It can't hurt you. Taking on different competition, better competition, all it can do is make you better.
We're back here for second half action, I guess third quarter action. And North Huron has the ball.
Jeffrey Wright actually had the ball with Ubley in possession. He had the ball pretty much taken away. He is your leading scorer in the first half with 16 points.
Tim Ives with it now for North Huron into Goretzky on the right side. Shoots it, passes it to Brandon Moore. And Brandon Moore may have gotten away with a shove there as he drove in. And it got tipped out of bounds. So it's actually going to stay North Huron's ball.
Kind of fell hard on his back there, but he got right back up.
Goretzky passing it in for North Huron. Passes to Kyle Case on the left side. Driving, shoots, pulls it back. Air ball, but Goretzky with a nice jump, grab, and shoot. That's 30-24, Ubley with the lead.
That was Case trying to go in for a fadeaway short jumper. Nice putback there.
Morrell with it down low for Ubley. Shot missed, but grabbed by another Ubley player who shot missed, and Brandon Moore comes up with the ball for North Huron.
30-24, Ubley hanging on to the 6-point lead. North Huron scoring first points here in the second half.
Tim Ives with it for North Huron, looking to make some space. Pass got it tipped away. And Ubley had it, threw it away. So North Huron's gonna come up with that one too.
Looks like number 34 was a little bit bumped, but I think that was incidental contact with a North Huron player and number 34 there for Ubley. Is Tyler Brandell.
Goretzky passes it into Kyle Case. Just crosses the timeline. Back to Goretzky, looking to set up the offense for North Huron. Pass it to the right to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore driving, ran into his own player. Threw it, got it tipped away, but Kaczynski comes up with it. Brandon Moore got it passed to. Kyle Case up at the top of the key for North Huron. Pass it to the left to Timmy Ives. Tim Ives shoots it, misses, rimmed out. And last tip by Ubley out of bounds. So again, North Huron gets lucky.
That was